All right, great team win versus a very good football team. All three phases played a part. It's a short week. We have to enjoy this one fast. Let's open it up.
What do you think of your running game today, and how much did that help you guys get the balance you were looking for?
It was good to get the attempts up. I thought we pounded it in there pretty good. Big guys were coming off the ball, and it's encouraging.
Coach, talk about how that the punts put you in great field position for your defense to really work.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Talk about your punting and how that punting put you in great field position for the defense to kind of dominate it.
Yeah, we had a good day on the punt team. JC left a little bit early on the one block where they got the tip there, but we were doing a nice job outside, getting down, covering those things, and downing the ball inside the 10.
What about playing at home? Do you think this helped you guys shooting 7-1 at home?
I think, you got to give the crowd some credit. They were loud today. They got after them a little bit. That's always encouraging when the crowd gets behind you. But I think, just from a communication standpoint, it helps offensively, and the noise helps on defense.
Going back to special teams, can you talk a little bit about the impact Dwayne Harris has had not in the return game, but making plays? He was held and still made a tackle, for example. He downed another punt instead of the five. Can you talk about the impact he's had?
Yeah, Dwayne's a good teamer. He really helps our coverage teams, whether it's kickoff coverage or punt coverage. He's a tough man to handle out there. He's a load for a receiver. Very physical.
Detroit came in averaging 21, defense held them to 6. Can you talk about the effort against it?
Yeah, I mean, the defense, they hold teams to 6 points. We hold teams to 6 points. We're going to win a lot of ball games, and that's tough to do in this league, especially against a team like that with that many weapons. But defense played lights out today. He took a knee to the back. He's still being evaluated at this point. As far as I know, he's being evaluated.
Touchdown to Odell. What do you see there? It seemed like he really extended like he can to reel that one in.
Yeah, we sent a formation out there. They adjusted, we adjusted, they adjusted, we adjusted, and it was a tremendous effort by Odell to come up with that catch, getting it over the pylon for the touchdown.
How did you think Eli Manning played, particularly breaking through on that last kind of game-sealing drive?
I thought Eli was very good today. I thought he was solid in the conditions. It was a different type game to play quarterback in, but he took completions and can't go broke taking a profit.
Coach, when DRC gives up that 67-yard completion but still runs him down to make the tackle, it ends up being a huge point because the very next play, they turn the ball over. Can you just say how important it is to not quit on the play for that right there and how important of a play that was?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be an effort day. You need to play the down and finish. And as long as we can keep playing defense after another play, then that's great. Chasing a guy down on big plays, and, it was big. If we can come out and keep playing defense after a big play, gives us a chance.
Are you going to go for it on fourth down and get the touchdown?
There's a possibility. We were thinking about it.
What did you see with Justin Pugh coming back and how Eric rebounded from last week?
I thought the big guys came off the ball, played physical up front, played as a unit. We'll have to go back and take a look at the tape, but it was a good day for the big guys.
As these games get tighter and tighter, do you still think of Eli Manning as that guy who, no matter what else happens during the day, can direct you on that one drive to win the game, clutch?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Any update on Janoris Jenkins?
Same thing I just said. He's being evaluated right now. Took a knee to the back and taking a look at him.
Why do you think your defense has been so successful, especially in recent weeks, even more so than Pittsburgh and previous?
I think last couple weeks they're playing well together as a unit. They're feeding off of each other, feeding off of the crowd noise. That helps. But they seem to be gelling as a unit, doing their own job, playing hard, playing with great effort, and executing.
On the challenge that you
know, as well as you know, Eli, he stood at his locker the other day and said, I have to play better. For him to say that and then come out, especially how he started, did that tell you anything you didn't know?
No, saying it and doing it, they're two different things. I mean, we talk about I need to coach better, and on offense, the players need to play a little bit better. And I thought we played a better game offensively today, put up 17 points, but, we played better as an offense.
On the challenge that you lost in the first half, what is it that they saw upstairs that caused the challenge?
Well, we saw the ball moving a little bit and a knee on the white. It was a first half, so we took a shot at it.
Coach, over the past 2 weeks, back-to-back weeks, you've taken down two of the NFC's top teams. Do you think a message has been sent to the rest of the league?
No, we won a ball game during the course of a week. That's all you can do, win one a week. We got a short week. We have to get ready for this one in a hurry. Thank you.